What does it actually feel like when you're catching that 300 kilo fish?
Mm. And you say, wow, it's just not putting a bait in the water. It's a lot that pulls up before that. If you scale up on your fish, you're going to scale up on your tackle as well. Look for the open beaches where you got space to land this fish. I will tell you what I use.
Perfect. Is that all it'll take to get a 300 kilo fish?
One side.
No.
One
side. There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Hey guys, so we've always wondered what it's like to go and catch a 300 kilo monster. What it'll feel like to catch something off 200? What it'll be like to catch something around 100? Right. Well, we are sitting down this morning with Mr. Jace Governor, who's got numerous fish over the 250 mark, but got about 11 over the 300 mark. And we've always wondered, right? We want to go out, we want to catch a big fish. But going out to catch a fish off about 300 kilos takes a fair amount of technique, understanding of the water, knowledge, experience. So who better to tell it to us than our very own Guaman Sardine Run expert, Jace Governor.
Good day, Vinesh, and good day to your listeners and viewers.
So, you obviously heard my intro a few minutes ago. You know what the topic is about. Jace, before we get into it, tell us a bit about yourself on your rock and surf abilities.
Yeah, I don't think you did justice for the intro. you missed out all those nicknames I have, like Son of a Dolphin, Saltwater Harry, Aquaman.
I know the Aquaman, yes.
And some people go as far as even call me Madman.
Now that we get into know the nicknames, we will see our here on the beach more often. How about that fishing side, Jace?
Yeah, so I've started fishing at a very young age. Started fishing at 6 years old and spending a lot of time catching a lot of small fish. And it was not until later in my fishing career, around 20, where I started getting into the bigger fish like the Garrick. And to me, then Garrick and salmon was big.
Yeah.
And then as TV and social media started to come out and you see what they target around the rest of the world, and you say, wow, I'll never be able to land those things. But yeah, definitely you will not be able to land them if you did not take advice, you did not get the right tackle, you did not target them the right way, you did not treat them the right way. Catching these big sharks or big fish over 300 kilos, it's just not putting a bait in the water. It's a lot that pulls up before that.
Right.
And it's nice to start off with the smaller fish, get the practice. Also, get to know the people in the industry that do catch big fish and go and learn from them. Fish around them, fish with them, because not only are you going to get advice, you also got them to help you and guide you, which is very important.
So we know you're a protea angler, a multi-time protea angler. Was that a bit of guidance into going and targeting some big fish, fishing club level or fishing competitively? Was that in aid in any way, or were you catching these big fish before you even reach these levels of your competitive angling?
So ironically, you mentioned protea angler. And yeah, I started catching big fish long before I became a protea angler. And it was a stepping stone to becoming a protea angler, because you start catching bigger fish, obviously bigger scores.
Yeah.
And then you get very highly ranked in the country. And then you get selected from the other fish for the country. But I'm also a protea angler in other facets like subs, surf casting.
Yes.
Where we catch small fish.
Mm.
So preparation to catch fish does not necessarily mean you must only target big fish. Also,
right.
Fish for the smaller stuff. Learn from the smaller. It's easier to land a smaller fish. It's easier to handle a smaller fish.
Right.
So apply the same principle just on a much bigger scale. If you scale up on your fish, you'll scale up on your tackle as well.
Okay.
So you can't take a small tackle and tackle a big fish. And that's a lot of the mistakes some of the guys make. And you see it predominantly in the sardine run, where everyone wants to catch a big shark, but come there undergunned, like we call it, with lighter tackle and lighter line, and it doesn't work. So there's steps that you need to take.
All right. So speaking about those steps, Jace, what would be those starting steps? We decided, all right, we've caught enough shad, cob, garrick, you know, our normal edible species. Now we want to get into the non-eds, right? To go up and start catching those bigger Zambies, raggies, those 200-300 kilo fish, would we start off with our gray sharks, our sandies, our rays? Would that be a stepping stone into reaching those couple hundred kilo fish?
Yeah, definitely. Spend a lot of time fishing, targeting the smaller fish, you are going to get the bigger fish in between. And not to say you cannot land big fish on light tackle. We'll do it all the time, but it comes with experience.
Right.
So you can land big fish with light tackle, comes with experience. But I would suggest that you go to your local shop, go to the Kingfisher, find out what's a tackle to use for bigger fish. What types of reels, what types of monofilament or braid, the hooks, the cable, all that is very, very, very important to target the bigger fish. At times of the year to target them, areas to fish for them. You don't want to go to a very rocky area and hook big fish and just get cut off every time. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Look for the open beaches where you got space to land this fish. Look for areas that the beach is much flatter that you can land your fish. Sometimes you fish in a deeper hole, but it's impossible to land in some of those places because generally deeper holes have steeper banks going into the ocean.
Right.
So you got waves washing up at a very high velocity and washing back at a very high velocity. So a big shark is going to use those currents to your advantage.
Okay.
So you got to look for areas. Look for the white water where you can use that white water to push the fish in. And bringing it onto the beach is very fun. So tackle is your starting point. Experience is another point.
Speaking about tackle, how heavy? Say, I know I want to go and catch the biggest fish I've ever caught, right? I want bragging rights. Tackle-wise, do I go as heavy as what's available out there? I mean, like you just mentioned, we can catch a big fish with lighter tackle. But if I am specifically wanting to target or catch big fish, what would it be?
Okay,
go as heavy as possible?
So I will tell you what I use.
Perfect.
In the sardine run. So I use a reasonably big reel from an 18,000, 20,000 reel.
Right.
Right. So you want the reel with a bigger line capacity. It's stronger that you can use. Then a rod that can be suitable for that, preferably a 14 or 15 foot rod, between 6 to 8 ounces. Depends what you can throw, what's comfortable for you. Then you need proper line capacity. So good backing, probably 65 to 80 pound backing, and then top shot. 65, 80 pound top shot is good enough. That's
right.
your main line in braid. Right. You need to go proper hooks.
So, yeah. Sorry, what, after the top shot, what sort of leader would you suggest?
So 200 pound and above.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right.
So you go 200 pound and above.
Mm.
And then your swivels, look for good strong swivels. And then get yourself good cable from 150 upwards, 200, 250. Those are the type of cable you'll be using. You're looking for good quality hooks, hooks that are strong, squeeze the barb so it's easy to pull the hook off the fish.
Size wise on hooks?
I saw minimum 10. So you're going to go 12, 14. Go the bigger hooks.
Okay.
All right. So you've got bigger hooks. You don't want to have these hooks break out or straighten up. It doesn't make sense. You must try and go fish for the one fish, land it, safely release it, rather than hooking 10, 15 fish and not landing anything.
100%. Now we spoke about tackle. How about what sort of baits would we use?
So the baits you're going to use is baits that you can throw. So you're going to take something that's too big that you can't throw. So generally in the sardine season, we fish with one or two sardines. Some guys like myself, I throw 4 or 5 sardines in a bunch. But
okay.
One sardine with a piece of float, 2 sardines with a piece of float, just to elevate the bait a bit.
Is that all it'll take to get a 300 kilo fish?
One sardine.
No.
One sardine.
Okay, I'm taking your advice. I mean, you've done it multiple times.
So throw one sardine and a shark comes by, it's going to take it with a piece of foam on the side. And with the one sardine, you've got chances of catching other edibles as well, because they'll also take the same bait. Out of the sardine season, you're looking at bonny heads, mackerel, baits made into a ball, a live bait. So there's multiple baits you can use, all depending on the area you're fishing. Fish is what the fish are feeding with at that time.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's important information. If the fish are feeding sardine, then use sardine. You get a quicker bite.
Okay. Now, moving on from there, right? We've got tackle, we've got bait. Where would I go and find them?
So there's always big fish in the sea, but they're always in the deep.
Right.
If you're targeting sharks, they all tend to stay in the deep. The reason for them to come closer by is to feed or to hunt. And if they're hunting and feeding, then there must be smaller fish close in. That's the only reason they come in. Generally, at night, your sharks do come closer in to looking for bait fish to feed on.
Right.
And you can target them more frequently at night, you'll find them. But in KZN, you're looking at the sardine season when you get the sharks close in.
Yes.
Out of the sardine season, you can go down to Jeffreys Bay, Mossel Bay, Platte, the Bronze Bay, the sharks there all year round.
Yeah.
At Cape Town, you can go to areas like Mikasa, Broken Road. There's always sharks in those areas.
Yeah.
And then in the summer months, you can look at Zululand, like the Richards Bay area, looks very well. Up to 3-4 days on Northeast Bay, you get black fins, you get big raggies, 200 kilo raggies.
Okay.
So those are some of the areas. So shark fishing or big fishing is very time, area, and seasonal specific.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
So don't think that you're going to go sit in Durban beachfront and throw out a big bait. You get a big shark, but you can sit there for months. So,
well, until the sardine run comes through.
Yeah. So you got to look at the time of the year, the area, what's feeding the area, and move on like that. So that's
right.
Why I say advice from locals and guys like that, I experience in the industry is very, very important.
So this interview is going out just pre-sardine run, right? During the sardine run, what sort of species would we get coming and feeding? Would it be all of them, like the raggies, the bronzies, the zambies, whatever? Or would it just be more of those bronze whalers that are coming closer?
So if you're talking big, then we're talking about the gray sharks, because they are...
We'd get gray sharks around 200 kilos.
Gray sharks, 300 kilos.
Really?
So
wow.
Most of the big sharks that are landed are gray sharks.
Okay.
Right. Then you get your spinners and your copper sharks or bronze whalers, commonly known. They range from 50 to 200.
Okay.
Your raggies will be from 30 to 200. You'll get black fins, generally around 80, 100 kilograms. Those are predominantly the sharks. Then you do get the odd zambi that comes around.
Yeah.
That's predominantly the sharks to get. The nice sharks to hook and fight are those black fishes, those spinners. And listen, the 80-kilo fish gives you a very, very good fight. Especially in the sardine rivers. They've eaten a lot of sardine. They have a lot of energy.
Yeah.
They're nice fish to fight. Believe me, guys, targeting or catching a 300-kilo fish is really good for the photographs. It's not as enjoyable as fighting a smaller fish. A smaller blackfin,
yeah.
A smaller copper, and a smaller spinner shark gives you a real, real high speed tussle.
Well, that's exactly what my next question was going to come to. What does it actually feel like when you're catching that 300-kilo fish? I was on the beach with him taking line, you're giving, is it like one big heavy bag that you're trying to reel out?
Yeah, so it's the sharks in the 250, 300 kilo range, especially the gray sharks that we target, are not really fast fighters like the spinners and coppers and blackfin. And the Yahoku, yes, they take a lot of line because they have weight behind the size, they have size behind them, and they do take line, but you can stop them quick and easy, but you're not going to pull them in so easy. It's minimum hour, 2 hours fight.
Wow, and that's so, if you've been fit.
Yeah, so a fitness, yes, does play a part, but it's more technique.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's basically a waiting game of you pulling, the sharks pulling, and it
goes
on.
Wow.
Sometimes they don't even realize they're hooked, because while you got him hooked, he's feeding on other people's baits and other sardine that's floating around.
Are you serious?
You get times where...
Does he even know he's hooked and he's coming in? He just wants to feed, though.
Sometimes you will take two or three other people's baits.
Wow.
At the same time. So, yeah,
okay.
I would honestly recommend, if you want to fish for this fish, 80 kilo, 100 kilo fish is a lot of fun.
Right.
It's a lot of fun.
Okay.
And also, you must remember these sharks are coming in their numbers. So when you hook one of these fish, move away from the crowds, move away from the bait balls. Because if you don't, there's lots of other fish in the water, the other predators in the water, they're going to cut you off every time.
Okay.
So if you hook this fish, hook it, walk away.
Right.
It's your best chance for landing. Move away from the rocks, move away from other anglers. They don't have other lines in the water. And that's your best chance for landing. I know everyone wants to be in the hype of thing and say, well, I got this fish, I'm on with this fish. But the chances of you losing it
is greater, of course.
You're not going to have the pitch at the end of the day.
All right, now coming to my picture, right? Got my fish out, away from the crowd, everything that you said. Now I've got a 200-kilo, 300-kilo bag in front of me, right? How do you handle a fish of that size?
So, yeah, taking it away from the crowd is one thing. Also, look for beaches that are flat.
Okay.
Right? When I mean flat, where your gradient from your sand, your high water mark to the water is not steep because gravity isn't a feature. You're going to try to pull something heavy up onto the bank. It's going to be almost impossible.
Mm.
So we look for flat beaches, and flat beaches generally have smaller waves.
Okay.
And smaller waves makes it easier for you to keep the shark in the water, right? And get your pitcher in the water, remove the hook and release it. So you're not bringing the shark onto dry land or hot sand because you're going to do damage to its organs. We recommend, give guys advice, keep the shark on the wet sand where there's lots of water, where there's lots of waves washing up and down the beach, so that a shark is kept wet all the time.
Okay.
Minimum amount of time, I wouldn't go more than 1 minute on the beach. Get the hook out, get it back in the water.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, you got to be pretty experienced to handle getting a hook out of a shark of that size, or any fish for that size, getting the hook out of his mouth.
Firstly, you're never going to pull, one person's never going to pull the shark on his own.
Right.
So you need a couple of people with experience that understands how to handle a shark, how to guide a shark back onto the beach. That's very important. Then you need the proper equipment, like the hook pullers, nice long hook pullers, so you can insert it onto the hook and remove those hook. That's also a two-person operation. You also need people to keep other people away because these sharks are dashing along. It can hurt someone,
yes,
can turn and bite someone. Everyone wants a picture, but you need to take control. So your preparation for landing this fish must be done before you even hook the fish.
Right.
Remember this, guys. Make sure you have your hook puller. Make sure you have your tape measure. Make sure you know where you're going to take your fish and land it. Do survey the area. Do all that first. This is not a lucky packet where you throw a bait, hook a shark, and just take it anyway.
Yeah.
You need to guide the fish to where you want to land. And when you can achieve that, then you've become a good angler.
Fantastic.
Remember, you must be able to guide the fish and bring the fish to where you want it. Not the fish takes you where it wants it to go.
No, that's angling.
Yeah. And then you've become a good angler. You understand the fish. You understand how to guide the fish. Using the water is so, so important. Waves and current plays a very, very big part.
Right.
Yeah. You can use the waves to your advantage and currents to your advantage to make it much easier and shorter time to fight the fish.
Chase, that's amazing, right? I've seen you pull out huge fish with your hands without a rod during last year's sardines, right? Right. So if there's anyone I'm taking advice from, it's you when it comes to catching big fish. Now, what is the final piece of advice? Sardine Run is coming up. The fishing is going to be crazy. The excitement is out there. The fish are coming closer. Advice to guys that want to step out of the ordinary now and start targeting sharks. Final bit of advice to summarize what you've just told us in a nutshell.
So, yes, most importantly, if you team up with anglers that have caught big fish, these anglers will understand what tackle that needs to be used, the areas to target this fish, how to handle the fish, and how to release the fish. So that is the best advice I can give you. Team up with guys that have done it before.
Okay.
And you'll learn from them.
All right.
You're going out on your own, guys, believe me, you hooked that fish, and then you forgot everything.
Yes.
Because you are so excited, the adrenaline is running, you don't know what to do. You walked away 1 kilometer away from your bag, and then you pull the fish out, you know, run for your phone for this thing to take a picture. It does not work.
No,
you cannot fish on your own. You've got to have someone there assisting you to move the stuff, even to hydrating yourself.
Yes.
Walking away from your bag, you don't have water, then you're dehydrated. Now, if you're dehydrated, you're never going to handle the fish the way you're supposed to. You're going to start doing stupid things, and then you're going to lose the fish, or you're going to hurt yourself. So everything goes hand in hand. Preparation before you target these monsters. It's not like doing any other fishing. It's not like going catching shad or catching blacktails. You go buy your bait, go to the beach, and then you decide what chase you want to make and what line and what reel and what rod. All this will be done before.
Fantastic. Chase, it was phenomenal chatting with you. I can't wait for the next couple of weeks with whatever else we're going to learn about from you. Obviously, moving forward, we'll be talking to you about the sardine run. But for now, guys, this was Jace Govender, our Aquaman, our Mad Max, our everything he said at the start of the show. I am Vanessa Green, guys. Always remember, please rate us and look out for next week's show where we'll be touching on more aspects with anglers in the industry as to exactly what you want here. Until then, Jace, thank you very much, my friend.
It's only a pleasure, and thank you, guys. Yeah, looking forward to seeing you guys on the beach. I'm always available to anyone that needs any assistance on the beach. Even if you hook a fish, call me. I will come and help you to help you land that fish. I will treat the fish. I'll also help you with traces. Anything that you need on the beach, you're welcome to approach me, and I'll help you. And hopefully this year I can get a new nickname.
No, what? Must a half dozen dollars for 300 kilos?
Yeah, that's cool. Thank you, Vinesh. And
thanks, Jess.
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.